Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I encourage you to go to civilchristianity.org and sign a pledge. There's a pledge there, an agreement. It's the same agreement with a little tweakings because it's a newer age now of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that when you agreed to walk with Dr. King, you had agreed to these principles. And you know what they were? They're Christian principles.
Christian methods, he says, right?
They're Christian methods. And so all the people that wanted to kind of twist and turn. As a matter of fact, here, this is Dr. King's daughter. She's ahead of the King Center right here. And she talks about, you know, people have told her father that, you know, he was called by God to civil rights. But mm-hmm. his assignment was a spiritual assignment by God. And his assignment, his call was a spiritual call, but his assignment was the civil rights. I want you to listen to her as she speaks now.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Dr. Bernice King, the King Center, that's his daughter. She's letting you know, she runs the King Center, that he made a huge difference. There was plenty of people that joined him, but it was him on the front row.
Yeah.
It was him locking arms. It was him with President Kennedy. It was him that was with Johnson, you know, President Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson.
It was him that walked across the bridges, but he did it in the name of Christ. He did it because in America, he said, listen, we're just trying to hold you to what's on the papers. What was he talking about? He's talking about the aquarium. He's talking about the Constitution. The Constitution says, you don't have a right to oppress me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read these 10 commitments, and John will probably get those 10 commitments up, you know, after this break, but you need to say, you know what? Dr. King said it. Reverend Dr. King Jr. set an example for all of us that one man who begins to lead confidently, staying within the constitutional law, staying under God's law, be willing to risk it all for the righteousness of God in this nation with dogs and police against you and all these different things that are going on. I mean, he shifted a culture. Mm. I mean, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shifted a culture. Daniel shifted a culture. Paul shifted cultures. And this is the most powerful country in the world. You have the most freedom anywhere else in the world that you can stand up just like Dr. King stood up. And there's plenty of people that want to stand up with you. But we need to but there's some folks that are out there that's just, and they're not standing up for the right reasons. They are not moving in love because, you know, Dr. King said this, and you probably can see it right now, that there's no way that darkness can remove darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Only light can do that.
Yeah.
You cannot be evil to evil and think evil's going to go away. And you see people like, I think that's more evil than the evil that was taking place. And he says, you know, he says specifically too that, you know, hatred cannot drive out hatred. Only love can do that. That's a very important. I mean, this was an amazing man because when it was all said and done, when he was almost choked by his own tie, that we're going to play that for you so you can see that afterwards, yeah. He still said, we still got to love. And this is who we got to be. We have to be Dr. Kings.
Imagine Dr. King without the Constitution. I mean, just imagine.
Because he had God in the Constitution, he was able to stand
absolutely.
Like that. We got to go to an offer here. But we get back, I want you to hear Dr. Avita King talk about what she saw take place. She's interviewing her aunt, what she saw took place when Dr. King came, early on, and he was taking a stand for righteousness. We're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. It is so important to watch this because Dr. Avita King is interviewing, I believe, her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a restaurant, like an Old Charlie's or whatever. And she's saying, you know, explain to me, you know, what you told me about. And she says, well, you know, I was in the house. I was visiting. I was there, but Dr. King didn't know I was there. And Dr. King was he just came off the streets, you know, of his community, and he's leaning against the fireplace, and he doesn't know that she's there. And so you can see Dr. King think about that at a young age. He's leaning over against the fireplace, kind of catching his breath, and he's loosening his tie. And he's saying, they almost strangled me. They almost, by my own tie. And so she's expecting, you know, anger. You know, she's expecting, you know, what our first responses are. Mm-hmm. And she watches him say, but we gotta love. Mm. It's like, this is who we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, we've been drinking the religious Kool-Aid in America that says you don't have to love. You can be hateful and mean and xenophobia and all these different things going on versus that's what we're supposed to be. And the only thing that can conquer this kind of hate, and believe me, it was religious hate. They were burning crosses. I mean, for some reason, I don't understand why the present-day church can't connect to the reality of what happened in our country. It's not the fact that just something bad was going on in our long-term part of our history was. It was the fact that Christianity was being represented by people who biblically weren't Christians.
Hello.
I mean, you cannot hate your brother and say you love God. He says you're a liar if you do that. So if you're taking
proof positive that you can't be a Christian in name only, but it is by your fruit.
Yeah.
That says what you are.
But the atrocity of the whole thing is, and we're talking about love. This is going to have to be a love movement going on. And I got to learn from Pat how to move in love. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But think about, this is so important. I mean, he was being choked by his tie. But during that time, I have a picture. I don't even know. I got to get this picture to you. As a matter of fact, you're probably looking at it right now. This is Dr. King and his son in the front yard removing a burnt cross from his yard.
Mm.
It's like of all the things that could have been done to come against another human being, that people who profess to be Christians were taking the emblem in which Jesus, God, chose to die on for our sins and put it in front of somebody's yard and burn it and say that they were of God. No, you're not of God. That's not of God to do that. I want you to see, this is Naomi King right here, and this is that interview where she's telling you firsthand, this is not somebody, you know, filtering this, what that happened. And understand, if you were just choked out by your tie, and that was the day they had those thin ties, it was just, you know. Yeah,
that was by the police, too.
And I was, when I was an officer, we had clip-on ties because of that problem.
Mm.
But it looks like an officer was doing this. But watch this. Now, this is who we need to be, and I'm not there yet. But I really want to be there because we cannot succeed in where we need to go in this nation if we don't love. And that's love everyone. Mm. As a matter of fact, let's watch now.
As the father of our four children.
Turn me down.
And his firstborn was Yolanda Denise King, who's deceased now. And I was so happy when Yolanda was born on my birthday, which is November 17th, 1931. And Yolanda was November 17th, 1955. So I was just so happy that she was born on my birthday. I went to Montgomery, Alabama, where they were living, you know, at the time, just to see her and to welcome her, you know, into the family and to show some love to Yolanda. It was one night about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the evening, and I was seated in the darkened living room of their home while Coretta was in the back attending to Yolanda. And so ML, as we call him at that time, came in. And when he came in, I was glad he couldn't see my face because I was sitting in the darkened living room. And the only light that shone into the room was from the street light that was coming in through the window. So when he came in, he went straight to his mantle. And my nickname at that time was Nene, and that's all that he ever called me was Nene. So he went straight to the mantle, and he put his hand up on the mantle, and he had his back somewhat towards me. And I was glad he couldn't see my face. So he said, you know what, Nene? I said, no, ML, what? He said, I was detained at the police station. And at that time, his shirt collar was open, and he was tugging at his throat with his finger doing his shirt collar like this. He said, I was detained at the police station. And you know what, Nina? I said, no, ML, what? He said, they tried to choke me to death with my own tie. And when he said that, tears came in my eyes. I said, what? He said, they tried to choke me to death with my own tie. And I said, at that point, I said, oh, ML, I said, I'm speechless. I just don't know. I just don't want to say that. He said, but you know what? He said, the more that they mistreat us and the more they abuse us, that's the more that we've got to love them and forgive them, because hatred is very much alive and we've got to love them. And I said, ML, and at that point I just couldn't control it. The tears just fell out of my face. And that was when I knew in my heart of hearts that he was destined to be the leader that he became because of his commitment and his love for God and his love for people. That is when I knew he was truly ready for the game, for the life that he would live.
Now tell about the sweet potato pie.
Okay. That is so impressive. That's firsthand witness of what was going on when the police, the government, was trying to choke a minister of the gospel out.
Wow.
And you're thinking he still wanted to move in love. I'll tell you what, I know when I first started my walk in the Lord, it was so easy to love. It was amazing. It's like, oh, you know, yeah. And then it's really not the people in the world. It's the religious folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at King Rules right over my shoulder here. That's the book. You got to get it. Dr. Evita King's book. And I believe of different families that, you know, if you were in Great Britain, you'd say the royal family. I think Dr. King's family, this is the whole genealogy of the family, what happened. And it's so encouraging. And that they produced a son like that and children like Evita King based on how they ran their families and their homes. And so we can learn so much from them. And for those that live on the Gulf Coast, she even talks about the city of Pensacola when she was brought down to revival in the city. And her dad, which is her brother of Dr. King, is her father, was told her don't go out in the water. And she just took off out there and he had to save her. She almost drowned in the beautiful in the Gulf, sandy shores of Pensacola. But, and as I began to walk further than the Lord, it's religious people. I mean, if I really told you, I don't know if you can even talk about it. I think we need to talk about it, because you may be going through this right now. You're so surprised that here you are just trying to love on folks, trying to help folks, trying to meet a need. And there may be a pastor in your community, a person who for whatever reason, you know, they say that they love the Lord and they're always talking about the Lord, but they're coming after you. They're spreading things about you. They're saying these things about you. Well, that's no difference. What happened to Jesus? I mean, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But don't be, put out. Continue to do what you're doing. And understand, everybody that loved the Pharisees talked well of the Pharisees. But Jesus didn't talk well of the Pharisees.
No.
And, you know, when you start seeing specifically, you know, those things take place, you're going to have to hold on to your love. You still have to love. You're going to have to get healed. If you don't get healed from the evil things done to you, I mean, David, terrible things were done to David. But David, King David, had ability to love. It's an amazing thing. He wasn't perfect, but he had the ability to love God. And we have to love. We have to move in love. Dr. King is a great example. I mean, if somebody just choked you out, you got traffic lights in America that go out and people are upset for a week. You have people that had to pay $2 more on their taxes. You heard about it for 6 weeks. You have people that watch a football game, and they talk about it for 10 years. But if you choked out somebody by their tie, well, Dr. King was an American. His family is American, and he was choked out. And as I showed you earlier, imagine this. This is, again, this picture of him and his son go into his front yard to do what? To take a cross that was burned in his own front yard. I'm telling you. And he loved. He loved when people in the name of religion were yelling at him and belittling him when he is a man of God, a son of God. He, you know, somebody says, well, he sinned. So did you. I mean, King David sinned. We all sinned and fallen short. There ain't nobody that hasn't sinned.
No.
So it's not about that. It's the fact is that God uses broken folks to be able to bring his mending hand to men's lives. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved. And I want to challenge you. If you hadn't yet gone to civilchristianity.org, we're going to have to begin to come together and begin to explore this and ask God to touch us in such a way that we're known by our love. I mean, Jesus said you'll be known by the love you have for each other. I mean, we know Dr. King because he loved. We know Malcolm X because he didn't love, but I understand his pain. I understood his angle where he was coming from because he was treated just like Dr. King was treated. And he didn't think that love was the answer. But it was Dr. King that God used to shift this nation.
That's right.
It's a powerful thing. We get back, we're going to read what these simple 10 commitments were to be able to walk with King. So no matter what they tell you about Dr. King, you had to actually sign this agreement before you could walk down the street with him. And you're going to be really impressed. And now you're going to be challenged in this generation. Are you going to rise up and lock arms with those who will walk in the name of love to be able to turn this nation back to where it needs to go? As we're talking about, you know, Dr. King set a great example for moving in love. And you got to get the book, King Rules. It's real simple. Go to Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. We'll make more information available for you on the VFN tour. You're seeing the book number. Cool. Can you see King Rules? It's a simple book, but I'm telling you, it is a powerful truth about how did Dr. King come about. And Dr. Avita King and Dr. Bernice King, they're keeping this true flame going.
Mm.
Other people are using, I believe, him for political purposes.
Sure.
But he had a spiritual call in his life. His assignment was the civil rights and a powerful message. But you had to sign these 10 commitments. There's a card you had to sign. We actually have a picture of that card on the VFN Torch. But we have it for you now because we have a version of that for a newer day that we want to start getting together with you. Whatever community you're in, we want to start connecting everyone who says, you know, I commit to these 10 commitments. Because if not, you understand, when you say, hey, let's gather together in the name of God, people were persecuting citizens of America because of the color of their skin and calling themselves Christians.
Mm.
You don't want somebody to show up in your crowd while you're marching on the street and somebody jump up and say some ungodly thing and wave a cross in somebody's face, and immediately you're going to be associated with it. I know that I went to the airport. We were praying about, you know, who's going to be this next governor of the state of Florida. We didn't know who it was going to be. And as we were praying, the Lord laid on our heart that I think it was me and somebody. Was it me and
Pat, maybe?
Maybe went down to the person that was running for governor was going to fly into a particular airport. And so, hey, we'll go out there and just hear what he has to say. And we found out we're the only ones out there. You know, it was like, oh, my goodness, you know. And so we had plenty of time to be able to talk to him. But when the media did a story, and they just painted some narrative that was not true. They said something over the couple of us that were there, something like we're against government or something of that nature. And it's like we didn't even talk to them about that.
Right.
But understand that that's what will happen if you don't. How can two walk together unless they agree? If you don't put some sort of effort to use the wisdom that Dr. King was given from the Lord, it says, if you're going to walk with me, because I know that happened during his day, that people wanted to be forceful and angry and break laws, but he said no. He stood, but these 10 commandments, let's go ahead and get the 10 commandments in so we don't miss them before the program ends.
Okay, the first one, meditate daily on the teachings and life of Jesus.
Oh, hold on a minute. That couldn't be. Dr. King.
That's number one.
You had to sign that?
You had to sign it.
So you have to sign this to be able to walk with Dr. King. So when you're seeing the folks on the streets, arm in arm with Dr. King, they were meditating on Jesus, the words of Jesus. They committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number two, remember always that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not victory.
Yeah, that's so important. As a matter of fact, Dr. Bernice King talked about that. Can you play what she's saying right there? Can you read that again? I got to edit this piece out.
Remember always that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not victory.
We call it Nonviolence 365. Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. Nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice and not people. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. That's my father's philosophy and methodology of nonviolence.
That's so important. Go ahead, continue to read this. We'll get these in.
Walk and talk in the manner of love, for God is love. Number four, pray daily to be used by God in order that all men might be free. Number five, sacrifice the personal wishes in order that all men be free.
So it's not about a selfish game. No. What do I get out of this? This is like a movement of God.
Justice for everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
Number six, observe with both friend and adversary the ordinary rules of courtesy, which is good.
Yeah.
Seven, seek to perform regular services for others and for the world. Eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart.
Tongue.
Yep.
And heart.
Nine, strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. And number 10, the last one, discipline yourselves to follow the spirit of the movement. And then it says, I signed this pledge having seriously considered what I do and with determination and will to persevere.
You can sign that right now. We're looking for those that are willing to love. I'm on the journey, but I'm willing to say, God, teach me how to love. Because Jesus, think about it, Jesus was having people accuse him of being Satan. They called him Lucifer. They called him Beelzebub. When here he was, he's God. There was people saying, don't follow him. He's evil. It's like, he's Jesus Christ. Mm. To follow him would be a Christ follower, which is a definition of the word Christian.
Right.
These 10 commitments, we have these available for you right now at civilchristianity.org. We have them there because we don't want you to get hurt by saying, hey, we're going to gather people together and just stand up for our civil rights, learning how to be a civil Christian in a civil land. And you have the definition for what does civil mean. It's very important because we have an obligation to be civil in this civil land. And there's things that we need to do, but we don't want people just popping up. You can ask the question, did you make this commitment? Because we're walking with people who walk with the same spirit of what Dr. King walked with. Walking in love. Let's do this thing. I just challenge you to say, you know what? Let's quit just yelling at our televisions. Let's quit being critical. Let's start standing up like Dr. King. I mean, he was choked out by his tie. And some people, John, are still offended because a family member said something to them.
Hmm.
They're buying into the 1960s narrative that says you can blame your parents for everything. And here they are, 70 years old, still blaming their parents about stuff and never took ownership of their own
critically
life.
Wounded, yeah.
If anybody could actually blame anybody, Dr. King could have blamed many people across the land. But he chose to stand up for God legally, under the Constitution, up under God's law, and made a huge difference. I believe that we can do this, and now is the time to do it. Just like Franklin Graham is saying with this Decision America, It's time for us to do this. Go to civilchristianity.org and sign those 10 commitments. Help God to say, I mean, if nobody responds and you respond, God sees you respond. He sees you want to make a difference. And Washington's very concerned when two or three get together.
Hmm.
Some of the reports are they were very concerned that Dr. King was going to run for president because he had such a movement going on of people.
Unified.
All we got to do is not buy into the division, unify around civil Christianity, the love of God, and begin to move forward with biblical principles, and we'll be very impressed at what God's able to do through submitted vessels. I want to pray right now. Father God, I thank you for Dr. King and his commitment in this country, Father God, to you and what came out. I thank you for Dr. Avita King and Dr. Bernice King and what's happening as this torch is continuing to burn. God, give us and those that are watching right now, grace us with the ability to not be offended, but just to walk into love, even love our enemies. And you said that, you know, that's what we're to do, and that we would stand boldly in agreement where you could use us to be able to light the righteous torch again over this land, Lord God. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all of our iniquities. Use us, God, I pray. End abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless. Thank you for joining us. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.